Sonia's poem is a tribute to Jansen and Carlo, which is no surprise, since Sonia is herself an artist as well as a poet. What intrigued me when I first read the poem was that I recognised the artists' names, but didn't know that Jansen visited her long-standing partner, Tutti, through a passageway in the attic of their homes in the same neighbourhood. And Carlo just had to cross a bridge to see her husband, fellow artist Diego Rivera, who lived and worked next door. So that's a fascinating aspect to this poem. It leads you away from itself once you've read it to expand your knowledge, which you then take back to the poem for a second read, and it's even richer for that. Then Sonia takes us into our own city in the pavilion where the Prince Regent used to take his lovers. Perhaps it was that which made the city's reputation as a place people come for an illicit weekend. What's interesting is that Sonia's challenging the idea of deception in her poem. Tove and Frida's visits to their lovers are not done in secret. They've chosen to live this way. We're used to artists living unconventionally, and in her poem, she's drawing attention to the freedom these living arrangements gave both artists. She compares these choices that people might find odd with the sneaking around and dishonesty that comes into some relationships. I like it when poems make me think and read more. Sonia made me wonder how easily we conform to what we think are norms. And it was also great to revisit Tove Jansen and be reminded of her work. She's famous for her Moomin stories, but she's a brilliant novelist and short story writer too. Sonia also shines a light on Frida Kahlo, that astonishing Mexican artist who filled our lives with colour, but was revolutionary in how she used her own life to show the lives of other women. Sonia's poem comes from a new book that will be published early next year by Tall Lighthouse Press, who produced her debut pamphlet, Old Panic Undressed, in 2009.